Hey!
Austin's coming to town.
Are you really singing this? It's the day after Thanksgiving.
Man, I started on November 4th.
You started what on November 4th?
I started playing this music on November 4th.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, by the way, it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's Friday.
You know it.
Do you know what that means on the podcast? Please tell me you know what it means.
Wait. Oh, God, I know this. Freestyle Friday!
That's right. It's time to take your calls. Let's do this.
Hey Mario, it's Jen. A lot of times there are great panels, speakers out there that I can't always get to the event. And I was trying to figure out, is there a way that we could use the information and contact the people who are presenting? They'll always tell you, these are the speakers, this is what they specialize in, this is their background, this is the company they work for. So it's a lot of great useful information. So even if we can't get to that particular conference or event, is there a way that we can contact those speakers? What do you think? Do you have any tips on this?
Thanks, Jen. That's a great question. And by the way, congrats to you on your new job. I know about this because you're a part of the Never Settle Mastermind and Never Settle community. You're leveling up every day. Look, I do this tactic all the time. The conferences are putting so much great info about people on them already. They're doing all the work. So here are three steps that I advise. Number one, paste the name in LinkedIn and see if you have any connections to them that can serve as introductions. It's always best if you can get an intro from a common connection. Number two, find them on Instagram and Twitter and send them a direct message, but be very clear and brief as to why you're reaching out. And make sure that the value is 70% from you and 30% the ask. Like, bring a strong, specific offer to the table. Not that general stuff, I hope we can further chat or let's connect soon. Like, none of that stuff is going to get you anywhere. You have to be very specific and give value. So, for example, I would say, I'm Jen. I have experience in XYZ. And I have awards or clients like XYZ. Here's a link to my work. And I see that you're speaking on topics that I'm doing a lot in. And I'd like to get 15 minutes on your calendar to meet in the next 30 days. Can you let me know if that's doable? The third thing that I do is I guess people's emails. Like, I do this a lot. And it's actually how I scored a meeting with the founder of WeWork recently. If you know the company name, you can use the website domain name as the part of the email address, you know, the part before the .com, and try first initial last name, or try full name, or try last name first initial. But go to their website as well and see if they list anybody's email address. Check the press section and check the media section, because if they have press releases, a lot of times on the press releases, they'll have a contact. Therefore, you'll be able to see the naming convention that they use, and that'll help you guess that much smarter. I hope this is super helpful for you. Keep the questions coming in. Call me right now as soon as this is over with your question, and I'll answer it next Friday. The number is 646-770-1353. Call me right now and have a great rest of your holiday. By the way, save me some leftovers. I'm coming over, so I want some of that. Hey, hold that sweet potatoes. I'm coming over. Share this out, by the way, and rate it. Make that my holiday gift, all right? All right, I'll talk to you Monday. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend. Be safe. Love your family. Give everybody a kiss and hug. Be grateful. Tell everybody why, and I'll talk to you on Monday.